Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, are acupuncture and chiropractic right for your pet? And a study suggests a dog's love might not be unconditional after all. We'll get started with veterinary acupuncture. This is from the International Veterinary Acupuncture Society, and they explain, what is veterinary acupuncture? Acupuncture may be defined as the insertion of needles into specific points on the body to produce a healing response. Each acupuncture point has specific actions when stimulated. This technique has been used in veterinary practice in China for thousands of years to treat many ailments. The Chinese also use acupuncture as preventative medicine. Acupuncture is used all around the world, either along or in conjunction with Western medicine, to treat a wide variety of conditions in every species of animal. Clinical research has been conducted showing positive results in the treatment of both animals and humans, and the use of acupuncture is increasing. Acupuncture will not cure every condition, but it can work very well when it is indicated. For which conditions is acupuncture indicated? Acupuncture is indicated for functional problems such as those that involve paralysis, non-infectious inflammation such as allergies, and pain. For small animals, the following are some of the general conditions which may be treated with acupuncture. Musculoskeletal problems such as arthritis, vertebral disc disease, and or traumatic nerve injury. Respiratory problems such as feline asthma. Skin problems such as lick granulomas and allergic dermatitis. Gastrointestinal problems such as diarrhea, and selective reproductive problems. For large animals, acupuncture is again commonly used for functional problems. Some of the general conditions where it might be applied are the following. Musculoskeletal problems such as sore backs or Downer cow syndrome. Neurological problems such as facial paralysis. Skin problems such as allergic dermatitis. Respiratory problems such as heaves or bleeders, gastrointestinal problems like non-surgical colic, and selected reproductive problems. In addition, regular acupuncture treatment can treat minor sports injuries as they occur and help to keep muscles and tendons resistant to injury. World-class professional and amateur athletes often use acupuncture as a routine part of their training. If your animals are involved in any athletic endeavor, such as racing, jumping, or showing, acupuncture can help them keep in top physical condition. How does acupuncture work? Although acupuncture has its roots in ancient times, before modern scientific methods were available with which to study it, many important studies have been done to indicate how acupuncture works and what physiologic mechanisms are involved in its actions. Using functional MRI to examine 15 different points, the basic tenets of acupuncture have been proven. These are that acupuncture is based upon the point selected, the method of stimulation, and the duration of stimulation. Stimulation of these points result in specific changes in the central nervous system. It was shown that acupuncture points that have pain-relieving properties associated with them tend to activate specific pain association brainstem regions. The National Institute of Health developed a consensus statement about acupuncture and its efficacy. NIH said that there was compelling evidence that acupuncture was useful in the management of osteoarthritis and musculoskeletal pain. In Western medical terms, acupuncture can assist the body to heal itself by affecting certain physiological changes. For example, acupuncture can stimulate nerves, increase blood circulation, relieve muscle spasm, and cause the release of hormones such as endorphins, one of the body's pain control chemicals, and cortisol, a natural steroid. Although many of acupuncture's physiological effects have been studied, many more are still unknown. Further research must be conducted to discover all of acupuncture's effects and its proper uses in veterinary medicine. Is acupuncture painful? For small animals, the insertion of acupuncture needles is virtually painless. The larger needles necessary for large animals may cause some pain as the needle passes through the skin. In all animals, once the needles are in place, there should be no pain. Most animals become very relaxed and may even become sleepy. Nevertheless, acupuncture treatment may cause some sensation, presumed to be those such as tingles, cramps, or numbness, which can occur in humans and which may be uncomfortable to some animals. Is acupuncture safe for animals? Acupuncture is one of the safest forms of medical treatment for animals when it is administered by a properly trained veterinarian. Side effects of acupuncture are rare, but they do exist. An animal's condition may seem worse for up to 48 hours after treatment. Other animals become lethargic or sleepy for 24 hours. These effects are an indication that some physiological changes are developing, and they are most often followed by an improvement in the animal's condition. How can my pet benefit from acupuncture? The success of the treatment will vary according to the skill of the veterinarian, the condition being treated, and the number and frequency of acupuncture treatments. The length and frequency of the treatments depends on the condition of the patient and the method of stimulation: dry needle, electroacupuncture, aqua acupuncture, etc., that is used by the veterinary acupuncturist. A simple acute problem, such as a sprain, may require only one treatment, whereas more severe or chronic ailments may need several treatments. How safe is acupuncture? Acupuncture should never be administered without a proper veterinary medical diagnosis and ongoing assessment of the patient's condition by a licensed veterinarian. This is critical because acupuncture is capable of masking pain or other clinical signs and may delay proper veterinary medical diagnosis once treatment has begun. Elimination of pain may lead to increased activity on the part of the animal, thus delaying the healing or causing the original condition to worsen. In general, acupuncture can be effectively combined with most conventional and alternative therapies. Certified veterinary acupuncturists have the comprehensive training, knowledge, and skill to understand the interactions between different forms of treatment and to interpret the patient's response to therapy. The American Veterinary Medical Association considers veterinary acupuncture a valid modality within the practice of veterinary medicine and surgery. How should I choose a veterinary acupuncturist for my pet? There are two important criteria you should look for in a veterinary acupuncturist. First, your veterinary acupuncturist must be a licensed veterinarian, and your veterinary acupuncturist should have formal training in the practice of veterinary acupuncture. In most countries, states, and provinces, veterinary acupuncture is considered a surgical procedure that only licensed veterinarians may legally administer to animals. A veterinarian is in the best position to properly diagnose an animal's health problem and then to determine whether the animal is likely to benefit from an acupuncture treatment or whether its problem requires chemical, surgical, or no intervention. Because of the differences in anatomy and the potential for harm if the treatments are done incorrectly, only a properly trained veterinarian should perform acupuncture on animals. The proper training for a veterinarian would include an extensive postdoctoral educational program in veterinary acupuncture. The more your veterinarian knows about traditional Chinese philosophies and the Western scientific basis for acupuncture, the more you can be assured that your animals will be treated properly. The American Academy of Veterinary Acupuncture adds that acupuncture is used in all species. Horses and cattle have been treated with acupuncture in China and Korea since ancient times. Dogs, horses, and cats receive acupuncture for many common ailments, and animal athletes are frequently treated for sports injuries. The application of acupuncture has expanded to zoo animals, small mammals, pet birds and raptors, and sea mammals. They explain that in traditional Oriental medicine, qi runs through channels called meridians, which can be thought of as rivers of energy. These rivers can become blocked like a dam, and needling releases the obstruction. In modern scientific terms, needling specific points leads to the release of chemicals in the muscles, spinal cord, and brain. These chemical mediators can change the perception of pain and lead to the release of other chemical mediators that influence organ function. This improved chemical communication stimulates healing. There are many approaches to treatment, but veterinarians are the only acupuncture professionals trained to understand both the traditional Oriental as well as the scientific aspects of acupuncture therapy in animals. For a listing of certified veterinary acupuncturists in your state, you can contact the American Academy of Veterinary Acupuncture or visit them online at aava.org. And lest we forget, veterinary chiropractic. This is another form of treatment for our pets. According to Wikipedia, the veterinary chiropractic, also known as animal chiropractic, is the practice of spinal manipulation or manual therapy for animals. Veterinary chiropractors typically treat horses, racing greyhounds, and pets. It has become a fast developing area. It remains controversial within certain segments of the veterinary and chiropractic profession. There is some degree of risk associated with even skilled manipulation in animals, as the potential for injury exists with any technique used. The founder of chiropractic, Daniel David Palmer, used the method on animals, partly to challenge claims that the placebo effect was responsible for favorable results in humans. Chiropractic treatment of large animals dates back to the early 1900s. As of 2016, 40 states in the U.S. provide statutory or regulatory guidelines for the practice of chiropractic and related treatments on animals, generally requiring some form of veterinary involvement. From the options for Animals College of Animal Chiropractic, they explain further. What is animal chiropractic? Animal chiropractic is a field of animal health care that focuses on the preservation and health of the neuromusculoskeletal system. Why? Nerves control everything that happens in your animals. Anything adversely affecting the nervous system will have detrimental effects that will resonate throughout the entire body. The command centers of the nervous system are the brain and spinal cord, which are protected by the spine. The spine is a complex framework of bones, or vertebra, ligaments, muscles, and nerves. If the movement and biomechanics of the vertebra become dysfunctional, they can interfere with the performance of the nerves that are branching off of the spinal cord and going to all of the muscles and organs. As this occurs, your animal can lose normal mobility, resulting in stiffness, tension, pain, and even organ dysfunction. Additionally, when normal movement is affected and left unattended, it will ultimately impact your animal's entire well-being and quality of life. The nervous system also coordinates the body's ability to heal and regulate itself. Trauma, overuse, or underuse may cause the vertebra of the spine to become fixed, and the surrounding muscles and ligaments may become compromised and inflamed. Nerves could become trapped in these damaged tissues or in the passages they use to exit the spine. Their signals become unable to adequately reach their destinations. When they don't, these impaired structures lose their ability to heal. This can directly and dramatically impact your animal's health. Symptoms of spinal fixation are vast and may include pain, spasm, sensitivity to touch, lameness, gait abnormalities, and postural compromise. These are the symptoms that are the easiest to detect. It may take a trained doctor to distinguish some of the more subtle changes that occur when organs begin to malfunction. The goal of an animal chiropractor is to restore function and mobility to the compromised vertebra in an effort to reestablish neurologic transmissions. This allows the body to perform at its optimum potential. These doctors use their hands to identify areas of restriction, and once identified, the animal chiropractor applies a precise thrust on the immobile anatomical structures. This treatment restores the normal motion of the vertebra, thus removing neurological interference. When the nerves can efficiently communicate with all the structures in your animal's bodies, they will begin to heal from within. Animal chiropractic is not meant to replace traditional veterinary care. It is not an alternative treatment, but rather an integrative method that, when used in conjunction with good traditional veterinary care, will provide years of happy and healthy living. This is the beginning of a more modern, comprehensive approach to your animal's health care. It is an effective and valuable means of restoring and maintaining their strength, vigor, and well-being. And by exploring and treating the root causes of your animal's aches, pains, and illnesses, will ensure maximum improvement, top performance, and an exceptional quality of life for the animal companions we love. Animal chiropractic is a developing area of expertise in animal health care. Today, more people recognize that loving and caring for their pets extends beyond providing food and shelter. Quality pet health care is no longer limited to spaying and immunizations. With the emerging field of animal chiropractic, people are appreciating new ways for their pets to achieve and maintain optimal health. Animal chiropractic offers non-surgical, drug-free options for correcting bone, disc, and soft tissue disorders related to improper spinal configuration and movement when vertebrae become immovable through trauma, injury, or degenerative wear and tear, the joints between them become jammed, often affecting the nerves that are in these congested areas. Because the nerves are the communication links from these joints to the brain and spinal cord, messages to the rest of the body become interrupted, leading to pain and loss of function. Animal chiropractic focuses on the restoration and preservation of health by removing communication barriers and restoring normal function. This therapy is not limited to an injured or sick pet. Healthy and athletic animals are ideal candidates for chiropractic examination and care. Maintaining proper structural alignment permits optimal function of the muscles, nerves, and tissues supporting the joints, resulting in improved movement, stance, and flexibility. This alignment promotes increased agility, endurance, and overall performance. Broader benefits include superior immune function, healthier metabolism, and a vibrant nervous system, facilitating your animal's natural ability to heal. Chiropractic can enhance the quality of your pet's life, ensuring active and healthy years. More and more often, veterinarians are utilizing animal chiropractors in their offices. They do so because animal chiropractors examine and treat areas of biomechanics and the non-functional nervous system that often go unnoticed by traditional veterinary care. By working in conjunction with veterinarians, animal chiropractors aid in restoring your pet's optimal health by treating the whole patient. Animal chiropractic is not intended to assume the primary health care responsibility of animals or to replace veterinary medicine. Doctors certified in animal chiropractic are widely recognized and available throughout the United States, Canada, and some other countries around the world. These practitioners are licensed chiropractors and/or veterinarians who have attended and graduated from an accredited animal chiropractic school, many of them successfully completing certifying exams from either the American Veterinary Chiropractic Association or the International Veterinary Chiropractic Association. These certified professionals are trained and experienced in attending to your pet's neuromusculoskeletal challenges and needs. Animal chiropractic unifies two professions which provide a combination of skills uniquely proficient at caring for your animals. It combines science, mechanics, and a caring compassion to provide results that improve the quality of life for your pet. Animal chiropractic has been beneficial for performance animals, injured animals, athletes, show animals, and family pets. Whether to enhance performance, address injury or illness, or simply for preventative care, animal chiropractic can make a positive difference in your animal's life. Today, you can find qualified animal chiropractors in most major cities in the United States. To locate these doctors anywhere in the world, check the section Find an Animal Chiropractor on the OFA's website. If you don't have access to a practitioner in your region, discuss this with your veterinarian or chiropractor. Options for Animals can provide information for referral to a trained and competent doctor, as well as enrollment information for your veterinarian or chiropractor so that they can become qualified. Options for Animals is located in Wellsville, Kansas. You can visit their website at optionsforanimals.org. And now, according to Veronica Greenwood, the more difficult the task, the less likely your dog will be generous. Dog's love isn't unconditional after all. She writes in a gray linoleum-floored laboratory in Vienna, two dogs sit side by side enclosures. One dog pulls a handle, and a tray laden with sausage moves down to where the other dog can reach it and excitedly gulp it down. How many times the first dog does this, giving a gift to another with no benefit to itself, is a measure of what cognition researchers call prosociality, or, in essence, generosity. Specifically, how many times it gives food to a friend or a strange dog or just offers it to any empty enclosure can help researchers understand whether prosociality exists in dogs. Part of a larger quest to understand which creatures are capable of generosity and how and when the trait evolved. In the past, the Messerli Research Institute scientists who run this particular facility at University of Vienna have found that pet dogs give more to their friends, dogs who live in the same house with them, than to strangers. That fits with the idea that prosociality reinforces social bonds and may have evolved because it contributes to cooperation. In a new study, however, they report that changing the procedure from simple handle pulling to a more complex task gives different results. With this task, dogs touching buttons with their noses, cueing a researcher to slide a plate of food under the barrier to the other chamber. Dogs still give more to friends than to strangers, but they also give food to an empty chamber when a friend or a stranger is leashed nearby. And, weirdly, they give even less food to a stranger than an empty room. These results don't fit with the earlier, clearer signs of prosociality in dogs, says Mylene Chamet, one of the first authors of the paper. It suggests that the tasks may have been too complex for the dogs to understand exactly what they were doing. They may have been performing the new task simply out of excitement from having learned a new trick, or reacting to the proximity of their friends rather than comprehending the goal. That observation matters because prosociality studies have generated some contradictory results. One kind of test, for instance, has showed prosocial behavior in macaques and capuchins, but not chimps or tamarins. Other studies do find prosociality with different tests, and not all experiments include a control situation where researchers keep another animal that is unable to get at the food near the test subject. To be sure that a behavior is really prosocial, that the animal intends to be giving it to an individual, these kinds of controls are needed, says Chamet. The heterogeneity of the tests has made findings difficult to compare. So it's useful that these new results help hammer home how even slight changes in tests can alter outcomes. If the researchers had performed either one of the experiments in isolation, Chalmette says, rather than both, they would have come to a different conclusion. The results also confirm what researchers in primates have already learned. The more difficult the task, the less likely you find prosociality, says Chalmette. Even human children are less likely to show prosocial behavior as tasks grow more complex. That said, the researchers believe the hand-pulling test is simple enough for dogs to understand, and they are going to continue their test using both tasks in another canine. We are planning to replicate it with the wolves to investigate whether prosociality is due to domestication or not, says Chalmette. Dogs have been profoundly shaped by their relationship with the human species, but wolf packs raise pups together and defend territory together. Will they give presents of food to each other as well? They might give more than dogs, which would lead to the unsettling conclusion that we've made them more selfish rather than less. This article was posted February 24th, 2017 in theatlantic.com. And we have time for a little pet humor. How's this? A woman called an airline customer service desk asking if she could take her dog on board with her the following day. Sure, the airline said, as long as you provide your own kennel. They further explained that the kennel needed to be large enough for the dog to stand up, sit down, turn around, and roll over. The customer was flummoxed. Oh, she said, I'll never be able to teach him all of that by tomorrow. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, how about this one? Recently, a psychologist began selling a video that teaches pet owners how to test their dog's IQ. Here's how it works. If you spend $12.99 for the video, your dog is smarter than you. A little pet humor brought to you by Petpalooza. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next week. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.